This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ed Murphy joins us, UVA astronomer, and thank you, sir, for coming back so quick because you were just here.
Sure.
And you were saying, yeah, they're going to make this decision any day. Well, they made the decision. Tell folks, remind us again, who made the decision? What was the decision that was made? And why it's so controversial?
So up until recently, astronomers hadn't had a definition of what a planet is. And at the one of every three-year meetings of the International Astronomical Union, they took it up in this meeting that was happening in the Czech Republic in Prague over the last 2 weeks. And on Thursday, they put it to a vote. They put a new definition to a vote, which decided that a planet is anything that is orbiting around our sun. Its gravity has to be strong enough to pull it into an almost round shape, and it has to have cleared out its part of the solar system.
And what's that mean? It has to have cleared out its part of the solar system.
Basically, its gravity has to have interacted with the smaller bodies around it to have either flung them into the sun or flung them out of the solar system or into a different orbit where another planet like Jupiter would do that.
So it can have moons. It just, well.
That's right. It can have moons.
But Saturn has all of that whole, its own little asteroid belt around it, right?
I mean, that's right. But what we mean by clearing the neighborhood is when we look at the inner planets, there's nowhere near as many bodies as there are, say, in the asteroid belt, where there are 10,000 objects between Mars and Jupiter.
And as I was going to ask you, where is the asteroid belt? And a lot of folks don't even know that's there.
Yeah, it's basically the remains of something that would have been a planet in the solar system had it not been for the gravity of Jupiter.
Okay, so but it's not orbiting Jupiter, it's orbiting
No.
the sun, the asteroid belt.
That's right, exactly. It's orbiting the sun, and it's basically objects anywhere from the size of a grain of sand all the way up to about 600 miles across.
Which is?
Ceres, which is the largest of the asteroids.
And that is relative to, give me some context, the Earth.
The Earth is 8,000 miles across.
And this is 600.
Exactly.
How about the moon?
The moon's one quarter the size of the Earth.
Okay, all right. So Pluto is no longer a planet.
No, that's right. So under this new definition, because there are so many cold, icy bodies out there at the edge of the solar system where Pluto's orbit is, Pluto doesn't reach the definition of a planet because it doesn't reach that criteria of having cleared out its neighborhood.
How many people were in on this vote of the IAU?
There's only about 400 people who were attending the meeting and remained long enough for the vote, which was on the last day, essentially, the last full day of the meeting.
And I assume these are just PhD astronomers from around the world.
That's right. PhD astronomers from around the world who are elected to the International Astronomical Union from their member countries.
And they were clearly, for years, astronomers have been saying, we need a definition. This is causing trouble. A conversation that the general public wasn't really in on. We didn't really know that y'all were grappling with this whole definition.
That's right. There's been some effort since the early 1990s when we started discovering these cold, icy bodies to remove Pluto as a planet. Because there were so many of these icy bodies, we didn't want to call them all planets. So astronomers ourselves had felt that Pluto probably wasn't a planet, but no one was ready to make that decision to demote it.
But they have now.
But they have.
So is there any flap resulting from this?
There's a lot of, the public, I think, is upset in some cases about Pluto being demoted as a planet. We all grew up learning that there were 9 planets and Pluto was the outermost planet. But now that there are cold, icy bodies out there, in particular, one of them by the name of 2003 UB313 that's bigger than Pluto, we don't want to get into a situation where we start calling that a planet and then the next large one a planet and the next large one a planet, all of which will probably be bigger than Pluto.
Yeah.
And end up in a solar system that has 53 or 60 planets.
Now, you have written that you are among the astronomers out there who aren't really happy with this definition. Why is that?
Some people, and myself included, are a bit worried about this definition of how do you know when a body has cleared out its neighborhood? What's the precise definition? For example, let's take the Earth. We know that there are asteroids that cross the Earth's orbit. It hasn't completely cleared out its neighborhood. But in the inner solar system where we are, most of these are temporary objects. They will either collide with one of the planets, or they will pass close enough to Jupiter that Jupiter will either fling them into the sun or fling them out of the solar system.
And would Halley's Comet be one of those that... Is that an example of something that we haven't cleared yet that keeps coming through our part of the solar
system? It does come through the inner part of the solar system, yes.
Yeah. So have folks really been voicing their upsetness over this recent decision?
Only in the media. I haven't received any hate mail yet over it, but I have seen reports of people being upset about it.
How does this affect astrology?
I don't know.
Because I lay awake at night wondering that.
Well, astrology has a lot of problems.
but why is it so darn accurate? Why is it so scary accurate all the time?
Because they do a great job of writing these general definitions that you can almost find something to fit in any day.
So what's the next step now? Do we, are there things now that we know beyond Pluto that we can say pretty much, well, that's going to be a planet under the new definitions?
No, I think we've pretty much finished now under this new definition of having to clear out your neighborhood. Most of these cold, icy bodies, in fact, all of these cold, icy bodies are in a belt of objects that probably contains hundreds of thousands of objects out there. So it's unlikely that any of them are going to reach the definition of a planet.
Is this another asteroid belt that's just further out than the, what was the closer one, the Kunuku?
This is the Kuiper belt. These cold icy bodies are in the Kuiper belt.
And that is a belt of asteroids out on the far edge of the solar system?
That's right, except these are made of ice instead of rock. The asteroids that we have between Mars and Jupiter are mostly rocky bodies, whereas these ones out beyond Pluto are mostly ice.
Yeah, so major decision. I mean, this is huge.
It is huge, but it won't change much of what astronomers do. We have a mission that's on the way to Pluto right now. It won't affect the mission in any way. It's still a fascinating body. We know very little about the Kuiper Belt objects, and it'll be terrific to get a satellite out there and photograph them up close and take measurements of the atmosphere that's around Pluto to determine exactly what it's made of. And then after it swings by Pluto, the hope is that it will visit one or two more of these objects that are out there in the distant solar system.
When can we expect pictures back from that, the earliest?
About 2015.
Wow.
So it's a long way out there.
Now remind us, too, before we go to a break here, remind us the two Voyagers.
Voyager 1 and 2.
Where are they now? And when were they sent out?
So the Voyagers were launched in 1977 to explore the outer planets. We're still in touch with Voyager 1 and 2. Voyager 1 just passed a landmark a few weekends ago. It passed 100 times further from the sun than we are. That's almost 14 hours light travel time.
Golly. And Voyager 2, they've gone off in different directions,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, Voyager 2 was sent on to Uranus and Neptune to investigate those two bodies. It's traveling slower than Voyager 1, so it's not nearly as far.
Which is the one that's about to leave the solar wake?
Voyager 1.
The wake 1. Of the sun?
Yeah, the further one, Voyager 1.
And some people think that it already has. Actually.
Exactly, yeah. There's some evidence that it's already passed the boundary.
Which would mean it's officially outside the solar system.
Yes, for the first time we've traveled outside the solar system.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, that would be. It'll take a few more years of measurements to be sure that it is now traveling in the space between the stars.
And what's it sending back? I mean, I know so you can go online and hear some sounds it's capturing out there.
It has a particle detector on board. It has a device that measures magnetic fields. And those two things tell us when the wind from the sun finally comes to a stop at the gas between the stars, the interstellar medium.
Wow, that's exciting. Ed Murphy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Sure, thank you.
Look forward to it again. And the website again?
www.astro.virginia.edu.
Ed Murphy, UVA astronomer, joins us every few weeks for a space update. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.